So hello, everyone, and welcome. This is our first Practice Accelerator retreat for the year 2019. And I think we have three of them virtual and one of them in person. So there's four, like a quarterly retreat. And I love these days because we have our leisure. We don't have to hurry up and get off and hurry up and get through stuff. We can actually work on things. And that's why I like these to be is things that we can actually work on making progress on some things that maybe when we go back and say, yeah, I'm going to work on that, the time never presents itself. Do you ever find that to happen? Like, yeah, I'm going to work on that. And then you go, oh, the meeting is happening again and I didn't get to work on that. What happened? So I want to actually get some things in motion. And at least if you don't finish some things, that they're started enough to the point that when it's like that compelling, you got to finish thing, right? Instead of just it's an idea in the ether. And I think I'll do that. And then what was that idea in the ether? I can't find it again. So I want to make these really helpful. So what I want to do is start with a go round of just an update on what's up, what's good, what are you challenged with, but we're not going to work on it in, you know, a minute or two or three at the most, just to get us all caught up on each other's lives. And then I'll go through some of the ideas I had on my agenda. If you have some specific things that you want help with, you want education around, you just want to know more about, as you're going through your little thing, give it to me and I'll add it to my list, and then we'll make a plan for the way the day will go. Okay? So Lisa, I'm going to just go in the order that you guys are on my screen. It looks like Lisa, Ali, Annette, Haika, and Mahela. So Lisa, go for it.
So hi, everybody. I've been MIA this whole year because, as I told Dr. Marie, I've had to put my own oxygen mask on to deal with my life. Nothing crisis, but just had to deal with things without, you know, starting new things. These calls are great, but then I get sometimes overwhelmed because so many great ideas come in and then I just get scattered into the wind. So I feel like I've started working on stuff. My website's not finished yet, but it's nearly there. And I have two documents that are ready, nearly ready, I should say, to be sent off, which, you know, to prospective clients if they call in, you know, or get in touch. And then also for people to have joint ventures with, like sports clubs or things like that. So at least I have getting my stuff together, some stuff to send out to people.
Beautiful. So is there anything in particular you would like help with today?
I just want to be inspired and refresh and then set some accountability deadlines so that I can get all this actually done, because everything is sort of partly done. It just needs to get done.
You know, there's nothing like setting dates that involve thousands of external people that make you get stuff done. Let me just tell you, it's a little stressful, but when you make promises, it really does. It really does help. So we'll help you with doing that, even though it's not thousands of people. You're going to make some accountability.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I should also say, sorry to interrupt, is that I seem to have unlimited time for my clients. I'm doing stuff for them, but I don't have time for me to do stuff for me. So I just have to kind of carve out that time and just get it done.
You have to carve out that time or else it doesn't get done. Yeah. That's the typical caretaker model. Yeah. So. Okay, cool. Okay, Ali.
Hello there. I'm recovered from my operation. I've recovered from get up and go. Yeah.
Like you're moving around too easily now? You're not in pain anymore?
No. Just occasionally. It's just brilliant. So that's all fine. I like Lisa, and you know the feeling, Rosemary, I've got so many ideas and sort of channeling them into one direction or one direction at a time is the tricky thing for me, and I've got loads of things going on, and what I'm doing is I'm working with the Perelandra, which is working with the nature spirits and the Diva and Pan and my spirit guides, but that's meant that I've had to really take a step back and be patient to get the answers to move things forward, which is quite difficult for me because I'm I want to get on and do it sort of person. And then I find I'm going too fast and I'm running before I can walk. And today, a lot of the day, the current connection has taken me 3 days to work through. So that's been quite tricky. One of the most exciting things for me, while I was recovering, I took part in several Facebook challenges, which was great fun, including Milana Leshinsky's joint venture thing, which was really, really good. I didn't buy any of the upsells, but I made lots of really good connections.
Nice.
And on the Friday afternoon, Milana had a sort of live connect joint venture called a collaborathon.
Ooh.
And you just spent 20 minutes three times with three different groups of people. Mm-hmm. And what I found was the stuff that I know, you know, you don't realize how much you know, the stuff that I know about helping people to build businesses, I was just way ahead. I mean, there was this guy from China or Thailand who has written a book about yoga, and he said he was going to sell it to students and the elderly. So I said, people, you can't do that. You're going to have to write two ebooks. You know, and he didn't have a clue, and he was really grateful for that advice. So,
yeah.
And I gave lots of advice about LinkedIn, using LinkedIn for business as well, even though, because I've done the course, even though I've not implemented it yet. Yeah. So that was really exciting. And then the other exciting thing that comes from that is that somebody recommended me this amazing lady. See, what I put in as my challenge was outsourcing, because I'm still challenged by that. And they gave me this amazing lady who doesn't have an affiliate scheme, sadly, but I have bought loads of her materials. There's one that I've got right here that I've just downloaded, for example, which is called How to Create Your 6-to-7-Figure Behind the Scenes Business Processes Workbook. So it's a workbook explaining how to set up all of your business processes.
Oh, wow. That sounds good.
It's absolutely just what I needed at this point in time. For example, there's a workbook on interviewing your VAs.
Mm.
There's a workbook. Yeah, there's just loads of stuff. And I found that, obviously, again, I've got to slow down and work through them step at a time. And I've also got to work with the coaches' console processes, because they already have some things like client the documents that Lisa was talking about and things.
Yeah.
But I've got to slow down and do them and get that right and then go on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So that's where I am.
So, you know, one of the things,
positive and energetic, but still a little bit sprayed out in energy.
Yeah, it's getting you together, because you see, you have strengths. We all do. We have these innate strengths, and they're different from person to person. And when you try to act in outside of your strength, it's challenging, so you just want to keep moving away. But when you're in your strength and what you really love, you work forward. Unfortunately, all the strengths we need to run a successful business, we don't necessarily have, so we have to surround ourselves by the people who do. So one of the things, a couple of different analyses that give you your, like, where do you fit is the Kolbe analysis. Has anybody ever done that one or heard of that one?
Yeah, I did the other one, the Wealth Dynamics one.
Yeah, so Kolbe gives you... for you, you're a quick start. You're a no follow through. I can tell. You know, I just tell. And maybe higher, little medium high on the research. You're probably very similar to me. There are other people who are going to be very slow, very low on the quick start. You know, it's just like, let's get it right. Let's do the research and let's do all the steps. And the entrepreneurs tend to be really the quick start. Heike, you're clearly there, you know, boom, 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 let's go this, let's do that. I think Mihaela is a little slower and, you know, more meticulous, more on the research side and the, you know, the fact finding first before really stepping in. And, you know, we all have some combination of that. And so when we can figure out what our strengths are, instead of hitting ourselves over the head about the stuff that we're not doing, it's really celebrate the strengths and then find it somebody to finish it. I'm not a finisher, I'm a starter, right? I have great ideas, I have all this great stuff. And it's like, you mean I have to sit down and do the tedious work that's involved with finishing that? Right? How many books do we start? How many blog posts? I don't want to have to finish it. I don't have to do all the tedious work. So we just have to really accept who we are and where we are and surround ourselves by the right people. The reason I bring this up is when we're hiring, when we're trying to get help, it's really nice to know what their strengths are. It's really nice to see them in there. Because if you're looking for somebody who's going to be finishing things and proofing things and real detail-oriented, and they're lower on the follow-through, you're going to be screwed, basically, right? And if you've got somebody who you need to be able to act quickly, right, and they're like super low on the quick start, then they don't have to be an 8 or a 9 or a 10 like you might be, but you need to have somebody who is willing to do stuff for you without having all the research. And I had somebody working for me who was like a 9 on the research and a 2 on the quick start. And I just felt like I was pulling my hair out. Let's just get this done. What do we, well, we have to look at this first and this first and this first. And then all the people are gone. Somebody else will create the program and we won't get the advantage. So it's really finding that balance of skills that makes a huge difference. So anything that, anyway, that's what, and we just did this with our team with the Strength Finders, and we discovered where the holes were in our team. Right? We have some strategic thinkers. We don't have, I'm the only one that was balanced between all five of their areas, four areas. So I kind of, you know, can go all over the place. I'm not very good at the follow through part, but we have to just make sure that, you know, if you have a partner, if you have a kid, if you have friend, if you have people that can help you in your business, make sure they have the right skill sets. Cause I've gotten wrapped in and getting into people who were also a quick start and say, yeah, let's do this project together. And we had this great plan on paper and nothing ever happened to it because neither one of us wanted to do those other pieces. So it's just something to keep in mind. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
What's that Kolbe? K-O-L-B-I or B-Y?
K-O-L-B-E. K-O-L-B-E. It's like 30. You can do the free. I think there's a free version and then there's a paid version, I think. Yeah. And I think the paid version got me. And for me, it was so freeing when I read it because I had been trying to do the thing of schedule your day, right? Get up in the morning and between 6:30 and 7, you meditate. And between 7 and 7:30, you do. And I laid it out so that, you know, I'm going to start my appointments at 9:30. And I tried to do it and exercise and all these things I like. And I tried to do it for 2 days, the third day. And I'm like, screw it. I'm going to exercise when I want to. I'm going to eat when I want to. I'm not going to do this. And I get my Kolbe back and it says, don't ever try to put yourself on a rigid schedule. You are the person that needs the spontaneity, you know? And I'm like, oh, thank you. So it gives you permission to be yourself. You know what I mean? And to celebrate your high points and actually in communicating with others to say, look, I'm not a follow-through person, you guys. I'm not, don't make me be the proofer. You guys need to proof my stuff before it goes out. And you will see that over the last week or so, there have been emails that have gone out without anybody proofing. And sure enough, there are typos in those emails. It's just the way it goes. But celebrating your strengths is super important. And in Strength Finders, they tell you, you have people and you get your team or you know, people or even just yourself and you figure out what your strengths are. Don't try to take them their weaknesses and train them up for it. Accentuate the strength, find somebody else to do the stuff they're weak in. And that's a tough thing when you're a small operation, you're trying to be lean. But it also, with outsourcing, when you can have one person outsourced to do your graphics and another person outsourced to do this and that, you don't have to have a full-time team member. You just outsource the projects and the pieces that you need, right? Yeah. Thank you. Heike.
Yeah. So I've been looking through all the services I offer and I've been just like writing down, I think the pricing structure is something I struggle with. And
I'm going to try to help you with that.
Yeah. And then also just how, you know, I'm trying to also set up a system, what I, you know, if I have a 3 months course session going on with 6 sessions, how to structure, what should I do in the first, the second, the third. And I have a pretty basic idea. It kind of, for me, it's very hard. I'm almost like, you know, what you mentioned. It's very hard for me to stick to one thing. Because I like being flexible, especially since people are so different, right? So if I put a 3 months detox package together, which I think would be essential.
Yeah.
But yet there are things in there that might be just, again, I would want to change up for depending where the person is.
The person, yeah.
Yeah, so if I offer this package, I'm not really sure if it has, for example, these 2 BioWell scans in it. Maybe that's all they need. I don't know. But I'm going to still sell it that way. So I'm not really sure. You know, create flexibility.
Okay. We can talk about that because structure with flexibility is a real important balance that you can come to. Right. And you can have the optional, right? You can choose 2 of these 5 services or you can choose, you know, whatever to try to make it more flexible, but within a structure of what you think they need.
Right. Yeah. So I guess I would love to talk to them.
Okay.
I'm not sure how to sell them a package, honestly, because so far I've always done the one-on-one just as it showed up. And I said, okay, I think you would benefit from this scan, and we scheduled for that. And
I think you're going to find that it's going to be more lucrative for you, and you're going to have some income that you can count on, but also it's going to take away some of the stress from them. Like, you know, each time having to pay again, having to make a decision, having to decide, oh, do I really want to keep doing this? Is it worthwhile? Am I getting the results? And they have to go through that every single time. They're going to write you a check and schedule another appointment. And when you take the stress out of that, and you tell them and you explain to them that there's flexibility in here. This is what I'm thinking. But as we go through and as we see how you respond to this piece, we may need to focus a little bit more on another piece. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or how you're responding to this detox. Are you having symptoms? Do we need to step back and add some other stuff? And we have that flexibility within there. So you can include flex time, flex services.
And then there's something, again, also I'm struggling with, is basically how to just kind of logistically make this work with platforms, again, so technology. Appreciating it for many things, but so I came across a platform, and I just looked at it 2 days ago that I like. It's called Practice Better. I don't know if you heard of it.
Practice Better? Oh, I've heard of that, yeah.
And it looks actually really, really nice. So I'm like, in all my eagerness, I signed up, blah, 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 blah. But actually, I'm having a free session, so I think you can do 3 clients for free. So I went into it, and I'm so excited because it has so many layers to it, and then I'm overwhelmed. I look at it, I go like, how on earth am I ever going to learn that? And I see the benefit of it, you know, and I think it'd be a great thing to know. But just looking at it, trying to play with it, and I've been sending, you know, I signed myself up first, and just looking at it, I go like, oh, you know, that already shut down.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to overcome that. That's my biggest hurdle.
Okay. So the technology putting you into a state of overwhelm, you want to do it all, you realize you can't, and then you shut down. Is that summary? Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll spend some time there.
Okay.
Mahela.
All right. Well, you can sum up everybody else, and that's me.
That's you.
So, I have a bit of everything from everything they said. So, I'm overwhelmed too because I have all these ideas and then I don't have time to put them in practice. Then I get the time to actually work on something and then that doesn't work. And then I get depressed and then I pick myself up and then I... So there.
Okay.
So you know how we were talking about that patient of mine that wanted to sign up with me?
Yeah.
So we actually had a meeting. I actually took the time. I came up with a 6-month plan, a 3-month plan. I gave it to her and she was like, well, it's my health. I'm going to make it happen. And she left my office and went to her oncologist who convinced her that right now they should focus on chemo and she'll strengthen her body afterwards. I'm like, and in my head, I'm thinking, you'll be in a grave afterwards.
That's right.
Okay. But then what do you say? And, you know, she was crying. She's like, can you give me my money back? Luckily, I didn't cash the check. So I'm like, sure, you can have it. I mean, I'm not going to force you to.
Yeah. So there's some tools to learn with that in terms of not telling them anything, but asking questions. Right? Asking questions and a lot of questions. Cause it is, you know, it's putting the fear of God in people, right? You got to do this or you're going to die. And then like, yeah, let's destroy your body before we build it back up. Nah, don't think so. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, bummer.
Yeah. So that was kind of a bummer, but
so she did commit and she gave you a check.
Yeah. And then 2 days later, we set an appointment where I was going to we'll have the first session and go over the gut and and all that. And so she gave me everything back. She's like, I cannot do anything. I talked to my doctor, said, we'll do all this, but for right now we have to focus on chemo. And then one thing she did tell me is she wants to, she's from Hungarian background. So I guess she has family in Hungary and a number of her relatives work for a hospital that does a lot of naturopathic stuff. Like, so she's going to go next month, I believe, to start a 40-day fast.
Oh. And
so I was like, okay, at least she's using that money for something. So I actually just took the time to just praise her. I'm like, please do that. It will save your life.
Yes. Great.
So.
Okay, good. Well, okay, so she's not just going the chemo route. She's going to do the chemo plus the fast, or she's going to do the chemo and then the fast? Or?
Oh, no, exactly. She said
to do the chemo before the fast because she may not need the chemo after the fast. I mean, people, right. Tumors disappear frequently during fasting.
Month, and then I asked her, well, what about the chemo? Because she's getting chemo every 3 weeks. So, like, she said, well, I was telling the oncologist that we need to take a break from that so I can do my fast. So, hopefully. Okay.
So hopefully she's on the right track. But, you know, there are ways, and we can have maybe some role plays and discussions about how do you handle it when somebody comes back with those objections. Because it happens a lot where they're all excited, they do, and then they go back. And, you know, we get that a lot with people who come on calls and they sign up for a program. And then a week later, they're like, yeah, I don't think so. I don't think I want to do that. I think it's going to be too much work or whatever they're telling themselves.
Yeah. Right?
And there's ways to, and some say, sometimes we save those sales and sometimes we don't, right? And sometimes we don't want to, because sometimes their true colors come out, but they're really not suited for the program. Okay. Wow. Okay. So we'll all go through those things. So this isn't the first time. Maybe it was the first time, but this isn't going to be the last time that something like this happens. So I just want you to know it doesn't have anything to do with you.
Right.
It's about them. And as you get more skilled at it, you might get better at saving those and you may not, right? There's certain situations where you're just not going to get through to them.
Right. And I think to some extent, I was surprised at my own reaction because I wasn't sad. I wasn't depressed. I was like, all right.
Oh, good.
I took it very like.
Very good. The way to do it. That's the way to do it. You know, one of my mentors right at the beginning, and he was wise before his time. Back in 1992, he put it out to chiropractors and naturopaths and all that he was going to do this program called, he's going to teach us how to do something called health coaching, right? Health coaching. I'd never heard of it before. He described it. I'm like, oh, wow. And I went to a weekend workshop. And of course, what did he do at the weekend workshop? He sold us a $2,000 program where he had all the handouts and we had retreats. And I was like, yeah, I look back at that. He was doing that long before anybody was doing it. And unfortunately, he didn't get a trademark or anything on the health coach word, but nobody was using that. And I was part of this Health Coach International thing. And then all of a sudden, everybody starts using it many years later. But the point was, he would say things like, some will, S-W-S-W-O-W. He'd say, some will, some won't, oh well, next. So it's S-W-S-W-O-W-N. Some will, some won't, oh well, next. And you just move on. And who are you going to work with next? And no matter how good you are, nobody has 100% conversion rate. No. I don't know anybody that has 100% conversion rate. So, phew. All right. Thank you. It looks like Julie's on her phone. And I don't know if it's Valerie on the 704 number, but somebody's on a 704 number. So let's see. Julie, you want to?
Yes. I'm here. I was just walking, so that's why I'm kind of on my mobile phone right now.
Oh, good. Getting our exercise in.
Yeah.
Good. All right. So I don't know when you came in, but are we, what would you like to share? Like, what we're sharing is what's up for you, what you, anything you want to celebrate? What do you want to work on?
You know, I guess off the top of my head, I came in about 20 minutes late, so I kind of missed the intro and sort of the first bits that people were talking, but, someone was mentioning, just the overwhelm piece, and I can totally relate to that. I have to put that in check every single day and prioritize what's most important. And because I'm so new at this, I still have so many things I'm trying to tackle at once. And so that's been a challenge, but it's a good challenge to have. Mm-hmm. I feel lucky to have so many things to work on. But the other thing is, so I'm in the process of, I had started a certification for health coaching, since you mentioned health coaching, back last year. And I take the practical test, which is coming up in about a month. So I have one of the folks I'm working with is brand new to me, and I have my first meeting with her coming up next week, which I'm super excited about.
Nice.
And I'm also working on my freebie. I'm trying to get my website built with my opt-in, and working on the freebie that you and I talked about, focused on anxiety and depression. And so right now I'm just kind of taking one thing at a time and getting some of those things under my belt. And then I'm going to look at getting a couple more paying clients on board after that. But I don't want to rush everything. So I just want to kind of feel like that I'm doing things in the right order and really kind of start also building my list so I can, you know, get that piece of things, the online piece, gaining some momentum, but also the working with people piece too, the connecting. And so those are really the two things I'm working on.
Awesome. Good. Okay, cool. We got it. So we got a lot of similar themes here, don't we? Did we go to Annette? Did I skip Annette?
Yeah, you did.
Annette!
I was going to go, hey.
Hey, Annette.
Oh, gosh, I would have let Annette go first.
Oh, no, that's fine. I knew if she got the end, I'd speak up. It was fine.
I'm looking because I was trying to get, and oh, you know what I was doing? I was doing this perimeter thing. So instead of going, I was going down, across, and then I forgot to go back up. And I'm like, oh, okay.
That's okay. And then you found me. It's fine.
I found you.
And I might bounce off my phone and be back on my computer, so I might be in and out for a second.
Okay, good.
So I told you about the crash and almost losing all my slides. But they, like I said, they were backed up. But I still couldn't get into PowerPoint to do anything with them.
Oh, yeah.
Crisis averted. I came real close, you know, the fear of missing out, and was going to sign up for another coaching program because I thought it was person A teaching it. And right before I hit the, I'm going to sign up button because I thought it was a really good deal with that person, I'm like, let me look and see what it says and look this person up. Well, it turns out it wasn't that person. It was somebody else.
So what kind of coaching program?
It was just, you know, get stuff out there and get it done. Kind of what we're doing. And I'm like, you know, I could use an extra, just so I avoided that, saved that money. That was nice. I thought it was Lisa Sasevich.
Oh, but if it wasn't 20,000, it wasn't Lisa Sasevich. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. It was $500. And I'm thinking, this is a really good deal.
Yeah. $500. Sure. What did you?
Yeah. I mean, you jump at that. That's why I was like, huh. But then I looked and, you know, I had names mixed up in my head and it was like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't.
Yeah.
So save that. I have applied to do a lunch and learn with the NTA, which, you know, I try to distance from, but it's like, what the heck? It's practice. I don't care.
Yeah.
Of course on, you know, the difference between type 1 and type 2.
Good.
The slideshow that I'm creating for that, I can also use for one of the modules in the program. So kind of double dipping there.
Repurposing always is good.
Yeah. Yeah. And you had mentioned showing us how to use the note sheets on slideshows. I would love.
Oh, yeah. Let me put that down because I can show you how to do that.
Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Yeah. You need a second monitor.
Yeah, I have that. That's not a problem.
Fucking monitor for $100, so it's not.
I've got a couple Macs. I've got, you know, I got three Macs on my desk right now, so that's not a problem. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll show you how to do that because it's
okay. Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Okay. And who's at 7:04? I don't see any way.
It's me, Valerie.
Is it Valerie? Oh yes, I do. Okay. Yes. Great.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'm driving. So
you're driving. Will you be at a destination shortly, or?
I'm headed to Charlotte to my sister's. I had to pick my mom up. They're coming back from Florida, and it's kind of raining. But I'm listening. So when I get to her house, I'll switch over.
Okay. Good. So everybody, but I'm just kind of everybody to listening. Introduce you to. So tell everybody a little bit about you. I know that, you know, they've seen you in the main program. But just tell everybody a little bit about you so we can, you know, integrate you really well.
Okay. So by trade, I have a bachelor's in nursing because of childhood eczema and that getting worse instead of better and going to doctors, even quote unquote natural doctors to get help with that didn't work. So I started my own trek of getting well in 2000. So I have done lots of different courses in natural health, nutrition, herbology, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm just compelled to be in this field because I love educating, I love wellness, and I love for people to know and get an understanding. So I had the opportunity, I'm making a real short story, worked in the hospital for 25 years, and 8 years I did acute care and cardiac nursing and a lot of educating then. But after, in 99, I resigned from doing that to do education full-time and take care of my dad until he passed away in 2000. So my goal is to be full-time in this arena, but use my nursing background as well as what I've already learned with the nutrition and the herbalism to make this a profitable business, but also help people to get to the root cause and to have an understanding of what they're doing and why their body's expressing what it's expressing. I've been doing a lot of teaching. I had the opportunity to work at a functional nutrition clinic and supposedly get the help that I'm now going to get with this. It did not serve me well. So I've been working part-time, doing some nursing things on the side so that I can have some income until I get this going. Because this is my passion, and that's kind of it.
Beautiful. All right, and Valerie and I have yet to have our two-hour, like, let's lay it out and get it. So this is good for me to hear his background, too. So, you know, a lot of what we do today might be just, like, things that you go, oh, that's an idea, and that's an idea, and that's an idea. But as we're going through, I want you to be thinking about, wow, that sounds like a path I want to go down, or that's something I want to learn more about, et cetera. So take good notes for yourself, even mental notes while you're driving. Don't try to stop and take notes while you're driving. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Awesome. All right. I'm going to mute myself.
Okay, good. Thank you. Awesome stuff. So it sounds like, you know, there's a lot of similarities. It's easy to get overwhelmed. There's a lot to do. You've got your practice. Do you want to have, you know, the one-on-one thing? Do you want to do group coaching there? Do you want to do more packages, which I highly recommend that we all get out of the mode? I think, Lisa, you got out of that mode a couple of years ago when we first started working together. Like, okay, no more of this one-on-one stuff. I'm going to spend 3 hours and charge you $200 for it. No, not going to happen anymore. So that works out well. It's an uncomfortable transition sometimes because you're afraid people are going to say no, and then you're missing out on that $150 they might have paid you or whatever. But in the long run, it really does pay off. So I think, Kaika, you're at that point of, you know, trying to figure that out. And I think with all that you have to offer, it really is a good idea for all of us to do, is to just sit down and think, what do I have to offer? And so I started something, and I'll share it with you. I started a spreadsheet that we all can contribute to and grow together and use as a starting point for a checklist of all the different services that you can provide people, and then be able to, as you said, customize a package, right? You can customize a package by sitting with, and, you know, we can take two from column A and one from column B and one from column C, and we can put together a custom package for you. And as you're listening to their history, you're going to go, well, they already did that part. They're already hydrating. They're doing yoga 5 times a week. We don't have to talk about that part. Let's just see which of the parts that we really do need to work with them on, and then create that bundle. So it doesn't have to be custom for each person. It's a package that you can offer, but you can customize within that mode. If you start to get into creating custom packages for everybody, as you get bigger and as you grow, it just becomes a logistical and administrative nightmare on the back end. If it's just you and you do this, but you want to get to the point where you're going to turn some of this off over to an administrative staff. And if you have 5,000 different options, they're going to like, how am I going to do this? And how do I code it? And you want to have standard operating procedures in place. Okay. So, a couple of things that I put down on my list, and I want to just like cross them off if it's something that you don't care about. This came up on one of the general calls the other week, was books. Is anybody at like, I want to write a book and I want to know more about writing a book and getting it out there. And that's already done it, Allie. Okay. Yeah, and that's already done that. Okay. So Annette and I put together a launch plan, which was, we're going to offer this program at this date, and it's all the back, you know, we actually went backwards to fill it in and then went forwards to fill in, what do you have to do? What are all the steps and pieces you have to do? Is that something, who would be interested in just reviewing, going over that, and I'll just share the document and then you can tailor it. Okay, got that. That's a good one.
I would love to hear more about that. I mean, I'm not ready for that yet, but that's something that's sort of off in the future for me, I hope, mm-hmm. someday.
And it's something to keep in mind. And it's a checklist, right? So it's something that you'll have. And okay. And then the checklist that we talked about that. The other thing that I thought would be, I don't know if any of you do this or if it's something that would be good to have, but when you're working with people, if you have a list of all the handouts that you have in your library that you can give them, right? That, and it's organized by topic. Would that be a helpful thing so that you're not going, oh, where is that one? And oh, where is that one? And where is that one? Whether you work with them in person or not, in person, it's a little more cumbersome because you've got to make copies and they're in the folder. And, but having that kind of thing, like you have tons of stuff on our site, creating like which are the things that you're going to use, and creating some sort of like a spreadsheet that has links to them. So that sounds like something people might be interested in. Okay. And what about the logistics of actually putting together a program? Like what should that program include? Who's interested in that? Yes? Okay. And then I know we worked on this on one of our calls last year. One of the Get It Done calls was the nurture sequences. And again, we're not going to do all of this on one day necessarily, but I want to get ideas so that we can map it out for the next and the next and the next, and also map out for those of you who are coming to the retreat in person to have some things we can work on there. Nurture sequences. Who has really feels like they have a good handle on nurture sequences? Once somebody logs in and opts in or buys something, downloads something, how are you going to keep them engaged? Anybody? Who feels like that's something you want to spend more time over? You know, like I said, not necessarily today. Okay, so that's definitely a biggie. Making videos. I know, Allie, you've done a lot. You just did a challenge course. We're learning it. But the concept of getting more confident, and Mahala, you've done a bunch of them. The concept of making videos to put on Facebook, to put on your blog, to offer a program, you name it, there's lots of options. Who has interest in more background education, coaching around making videos? Okay, so three, yeah, okay. I'm marking them in different ways, like, you know, by how many hands I'm seeing. Ebooks. You all actually get an ebook that we get to make for you, and we haven't made any except for one person who graduated and is not doing it anymore. So we only made one of those books. Oh no, we made one for Allie. We did do one for Allie. So those are, that's something that it's actually, whether it be like your signature ebook or whether it be like your launch gift, you know that one of the things that we had included was, well, that was for I think that was just for the diamond and not gold. I don't remember. I'll look it up. But that's the kind of thing where, you know, creating a book, a little book that you give people as a gift or a book that you're going to sell for like $7 as a, you know, a low end, they call it a tripwire, but it's a way to get somebody to go from being a prospect into a customer with an irresistible, here, buy this for $7 today. So who's interested in more on how to put together those ebooks? Okay. I think that what I want to do with that is I'm going to make that a, I'll make it one of our educational, like our hour and a half, whatever educational pieces, because that's easy enough to do in that time. We've talked a lot about opt-in creation. I talked to, we did a thing on that last year. So I think does anybody still feel like they need more work or help with that opt-in creation? No, we're good. Okay. All right. And then packages, for sure. Everybody wants to kind of, let's do a review of the different kind of things we could put in the packages, which will come from when we put together these checklists, and especially if you have a handout list, would be helpful. Okay. The notes on slides. Okay, that's an easy one. All right. So who's done slide presentations before? Some of you. Who feels like you would like a little bit of like maybe a 10-minute screen share on optimizing slide presentations and presenting them using the notes field? Can we do that? Right. I think I'll do that right at the beginning because it's easy and it's something that you can learn to do and be more effective. I've gotten some recent coaching on mine and really have up-leveled the way I'm doing my slide presentations as a result. And I'm really enjoying it and really, really liking that. So I'll go through that. Did she lose? Maybe we'll wait for her to come back on since it's a screen share. All right. So, I'll come back to that one. Let me show you this checklist that I put together so far, and maybe we can brainstorm and start filling it in so it becomes a working, living document for all of us. So I'm going to do a screen share. It's this one. Which is it? This one? Yeah, I very, very basically started it, but share. And here we go. All right. Can you see my screen? Yeah. So it's basic, and maybe there's some other columns. So I've made it where there's actually this should have. I'm a stickler for the way I format my spreadsheets. So there we go. So basically, I just put a checkbox column so that you can either check it like manually like that, or if it's printed, if you print this out, you can just check it as you're going through with people. And I just started writing some topics and things you'd want to educate people about or take people through as part of a program. So can you see this? Is it big enough? Is it big enough for seeing? Okay. So I said the services or topic. You might need a comment. You might want a comment column for whether they need it or not, although that's what I had in mind here, that they actually need this particular thing or that. So you're sitting down with somebody and they're talking about how they have all these carb cravings and their family history of diabetes and they can't get rid of their belly fat, and you're going, oh, they need blood sugar help, right? Right, just from that particular thing. So you might check it off on your thing that they need blood sugar health. They're talking about their gut and you realize they need gut health, right? And then you're talking about inflammation and you're going, they probably need this, right? You ask them about their water intake. What do you do? What do you drink? Well, I drink coffee and I drink soft drinks. And how much water do you drink? Okay, we're going to have to talk to them about hydration. You can rename this. I probably would call this hydration. So, well, we can fill in the rest of the categories, but the thing is that if you had something like this either on your screen while you're talking to somebody or a checklist on paper, and you're just checking off as you're listening and as you're doing and asking questions, and you get a sense of what they need. And at the end of it, you're like, okay, Mary, I really, what I'm seeing is that what you really want is you want to achieve X. So you can start playing the piano again and start traveling with your husband to all kinds of exotic places. But what you're finding is that you have all this pain and you're exhausted, and the last thing you want to do is leave the house and try to go on a vacation. And your goal is to get there, right? So my goal is to help you. And based on what we've talked about so far, there's some certain things that are getting in the way. I mean, basically, you know, detox, and I'm just on, and we can brainstorm what these are. And I think that to help you get there, the things that are getting in the way is we're really going to have to look at a hydration plan. We're really going to have to look at your thyroid, because I think your thyroid may have some issues, and your gut and your blood sugar. So here's what I propose, right? I propose that we get you signed up for my 6-month program, and that's going to include education, implementation, and coaching around all these areas. We're going to recommend some testing possibly in some of these areas, blah, 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 blah. And the program costs, you know, whatever it is, $5,000. So you're building a case for what they need, right? Based on what you heard them say, you actually have this list, and I have like this is your services list, right? For a hike, it might include the ionic foot bath and whatever other equipment that she might have. For Allie, it might include bioidentical hormone consult. All right. So you've got this list and then you present. Does this seem like something that would be helpful? Yes. And then once you've gotten them started, you just keep this in their file. And they started it. We started blood sugar balancing on 4/19/19. Okay. And then by, you know, a certain time, you might feel like that piece is completed and you're moving on, or you're doing a bunch of them concurrently, you can keep track of it. And if anybody has ideas of what other columns you'd want to keep track of here, let's build this together. And then let's open our lines and let's just throw out topic ideas. We can always sort them in whatever way we want to. And let's get this filled out. So maybe go around and start with Annette. You're at the top now. What kind of things do you want to make sure are added to this?
You know, for me, of course, there's blood sugar, and I would want to, for lab tests, you know, look at the glucose numbers, the fast, the insulin, and those. So, you know, blood glucose related test markers is one of the things I'd want to see.
Okay, and then you can say lab testing, and you can actually have that be. Can actually have a details column, and then you can jot into the details column, you know, Dutch test, hemoglobin A. Well, that's separately.
Yeah, Dutch is separate, and even a blood chemistry on their labs.
Okay, so we could just say that glucose. Glucose marker lab testing might say full blood chemistries. You can have it as details as you want to, liver function testing, stool analysis. You probably should keep a separate section that's testing and then just have the lists of all of them underneath it. Does that make sense? So if we go like that, we just add a column here, add, insert row above. Okay, we could say testing, functional testing. And we'll have that be a separate section. We can make that bold. We can probably take that out and then just have that be this whole section of functional testing. So did I have Dutch over here? Dutch and thyroid testing. We just move them. Oops. Excuse me. That's probably the guy coming to fix the pool. Cassidy, cut. Calm. There we go. Let me just check that. She's not stopping. Give me 1 second. I'll be right back. And meanwhile, think of those things. And here's, I'm going to put the link in your, Okay, copy link. I'm going to put this in the chat. And then I'll go get my door. And you guys can just get in here and start adding stuff to it. Anything you want added, just put it in. We'll worry about formatting it later. Okay, Cassidy, what's going on?
So I was thinking it'd be quite good to have sections. So have one section on sort of nutrition and one section on the lab testing, one section on questionnaires, and one section on consults, rather than having them a bit random. Does that make sense? That's what I thought might be useful. And then within each bit, to have it, the progression, like the pyramid that we see, the functional medicine pyramid. So starting with the gut and working upwards towards the organs. That's one thing that crossed my mind looking at the list. What do you think?
Okay. I didn't hear all of that. And
that's so funny, hiking.
Okay, so what I heard was
just making such a fuss too now.
Say what?
My dog was talking back to your dog.
Oh, you're
losing.
I think there's somebody in the backyard trying to fix the pool. That's what she's.
I know how that goes. About.
So you're saying a section. So like we have a functional testing. Maybe we have the assessments step, or this is lab testing. We call this.
Yeah, I was thinking having a under functional testing, have a lab testing section and a questionnaire or checklist.
Why don't we just do them as separate testing? We'll just do like that. Insert a row above, and I'll go. I'll just do it down here. Assessments.
And then with the bioidentical hormone consult, obviously you've got coaching consult, mentoring, or whatever else.
Let's see.
And then, of course, we've got online programs. It just gets so big before you blink, doesn't it?
It does, but like we want to keep it as simple as possible to, because you want to be able to show it to someone and have them not be overwhelmed, have them be like, wow, she really knows what she's doing. So this could be, you know, these could be the kind of consults that you would do with somebody. We're going to talk to them about fatty acids. You could do a whole consult on their protein intake. I mean, maybe you combine two of these at one session, but it would be separate topic consultations where you would do a consultation, you would give them an action plan, like these are the three steps, and then you might do a follow-up next time, right? So if you had just, if you have just a list, so you said lab testing, you said something else though earlier.
Questionnaires. She said questionnaires.
Questionnaires. That's what I like. Here. Questionnaires.
Assessment. I mean, I would just add some basic things like food plate and food lists and recipes, because that's what people need a lot of the time as well.
Yeah.
So these are the handouts.
Section yeah. On food, right?
Yeah.
Food eliminate. Food instruction. Food coaching. Coaching. Yeah. Right, and then you can add. Let's just do this. Trying to be lazy here and not insert one above. I'm going to paste this in. How do I paste it? This isn't the same as on... Here, we'll just move this down. I'll just go like this. And we'll say insert above, and then I'll go here and I'll put in. There we go. So so name some of that stuff. Menu planning. What were some of the other things you mentioned, Lisa?
Food list, the healthy plate diagram, which is very helpful for people.
Healthy plate, food list, tell me more.
Well, like, for example, if somebody is doing elimination diet, then we would have an elimination, you know, like gluten-free, dairy-free, and then there could be cardiometabolic food list, and then there could be the therapeutic foods that you recommend there, that I use a lot.
Like these are gut healing foods, these are liver supporting foods, et cetera. Okay, yeah, you could actually put those underneath and put a list of them and check off which ones we think that they need, right?
Yeah.
We can put gut healing foods, we can put liver detox support foods.
And of course, the horrible supplements, you know, I mean, I shouldn't say horrible, but you know, supplements.
I would say that that goes with each topic.
Yeah.
That's just my feeling about it, to keep it simplified. Like, yeah. You don't want this to be an overwhelming 14-page document. You want it to give them an idea of, so as we go through with your coaching, we're going to spend a couple of weeks on these things. We're going to spend some time on these. You already have an idea of what your healthy plate is. It sounds like you're, you know, whatever. You already have an idea of this. We're not going to check this one off, but you definitely need some help with the gut healing foods and this whatever. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oops. How do you do this? Copy. Any other things that you're thinking that need to be on here? And what do you think is the best way to go about getting this?
I focus a lot on EMF mitigation and heavy metals. I think those are important topics.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So,
good point. Environmental.
Environmental. Yeah. Clean up. Right. You don't want to overwhelm them with all the detailed topics, right? Because that's what they're going to go, oh, I can't do this. It's too hard. Oh, it looks like, you know, you live in a place where this and that, and we're going to look at environmental cleanup. We're going to help you with this. You can say it. You can check it off. Okay. We're going to do environmental cleanup.
Stress. We should add stress.
Stress for sure.
Yeah.
Stress management right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
If I could spell it, would work. Yeah. Stress is there. Exercise. Do we have exercise there? Right. And you can break it down, and each one of us will have a different set of things that are unique to us. Like you have all this equipment, Heike, that you just would list all your equipment. And we're going to do two sessions of that. And I think it would be helpful to do a session of that and to do this. So you can put that down. But yeah, so these are some of the ideas. Anybody else have anything else to add? I mean, I tried to think of how would I go through with somebody. I want to make sure they have their fats in order. I want to make sure that they are getting enough protein, absorbing their protein. So that would be, you know, gut healing. I want to make sure that they know about good carbs, bad carbs, finding out the right carbs, blood sugar. I would say even blood sugar testing, but that could be included in there as well. All right. Is this helpful? Mm-hmm. And you just list your stuff here. And then if you have handouts, you can do another tab in here. How do you do that? And you do insert. Oh, here. So that could be like handouts. Right? And you can do a similar thing with three columns. And you can list your handouts. Like, say, let's just say this. Let's just duplicate this. Duplicate. And then we're going to call it handouts. And you could say, cancel. Handouts. Let's get rid of this one. All right. Get rid of that one. All right. So in here, you could just use a similar. I like to just, I'm a big fan of repurposing things, and I just changed the document. So it might say this would be handouts checklist. And as you give people the stuff, you don't have to necessarily show them this, but this can be something you keep in their chart, and you can say handout, name. You might have a location, a link to it, insert one left. Link, and you'd put the link to it based on where you have it located. But you have it, you know, I would highly recommend you download the stuff that any of the handouts you think is going to be appropriate for you from the site, from the done for you sections. You download them, and then you just put them on your site, and you create a create structure on your own hard drive where you'll have your gut related ones, your blood sugar related ones, your movement related ones. So you have it categorized easily for yourself, and then you can just go in and find them and put them in here. Yeah.
I have an idea. It would be quite interesting to have another page to the sheet that is your supplement recommendations. I mean, I know this is getting like the health tracker, but I'm thinking much simpler than that. Another one with your lab test recommendations that you can check off when they've been done and when they're due again. But another thing that I struggle with might be to have a page that is the billing. So if they buy a six-month program, and then what happens at the end of the six-month program, and whether they've paid or whether they're paying monthly, things like that. I mean, I know this may not be the place to put it. It
may not be the right place to put it, because I'd rather keep your clinical stuff simple. But as you're going through with people, like that sheet that we have in the Master Tracker, which is an appointment tracker, you don't have to put a lot of detail, but just when they come in that day or that they book it on Zoom, you put the date and the name of it. And then if you know they have six appointments that they've paid for and now they're at the fifth one, that you know that the next appointment you're going to have to sit down with them and talk to them about that. I think the billing you want to keep, you know, personally, I think in a billing software, and you have Coach's Console for that, don't you? Yeah. Yeah. But I like the idea of the supplement recommendations, right? Just like you jot down what you're thinking, or you have a list of, if you have particular supplement companies that you like or whatever, you can have your list and just check them off. If you're in an office where you stock them, you'd probably have a good one would be a list of those things. I don't think any of us are in that situation where we're in an office where we're stocking supplements. We're more sending them online to buy them.
That's actually a great feature of practice.
What's that?
Practice Better has actually a really great feature with that, also for appointment tracking and what's in your packages and everything. So if you want to look into that a little bit.
I downloaded a freebie of it. I never got around to looking at it because I've been looking for years for something. And then that's why I created that tracker. But now I think there's more and more software coming out that might actually do the thing. It's not going to be as
clinically. It looks great. It's just I have to sit with it.
Yeah. So supplement. What was the other thing you said? Oh, lab. We can put supplement recommendations. Yeah. Supplement name. And what I'm always looking for is ways to make it easier on me that I don't have to type things each time. So I want to have to type thorn, vitamin C, blah, blah, blah. So if I have like a couple of dozen of my most favorite ones, that I would have a list of them and I would just check them off on the person and I would say, you know, date recommended or whatever. No, I'm just going to write in that. I think this is a good starting point. It gives us something that we can work with. Oh, lab recommendations, you said, right? And this is an easier one because with labs, there's not as many, right? But like we had on that first sheet, maybe take all the details out of that lab one and then you'd put in lab, suggested date, actual date. And then notes maybe. Oops, I'll just leave that section in. And we'll move it up. There you go. This gives you a general idea of what you can do with this. Okay. Anybody else have other suggestions? Is this helpful?
IFM has a bunch of forms and things which I find quite helpful that can be used to organize the basic evaluation. So the medical history and put in the biomarkers or whatever.
You said Asana?
IFM.
IFM, the
you have to be. Is it a paid thing or is it something you can download for free?
Well, I'm a member of IFM, so they have the toolkit, and then in the toolkit they have a lot of really great things, you know. And I'm a member through BANT, which is my the British Association of Nutrition Therapists. So we get a group membership that's less than maybe an individual one.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot.
They have student memberships. Institute of Functional Medicine, IFM. Yeah.
Right, okay, yeah.
Okay, so here's a starting point. I really was focused on the topics because I find that when we're sitting talking to somebody, that taking longhand notes or typing it's distracting and it's not a good idea. But as you're going through and you just kind of check off, oh yeah, this person needs some thyroid help. Oh yeah, this person needs this. I need to educate them about their fats. I need to educate them about inflammation. That kind of thing. I think I put detox. Anyway, I don't want to spend too much time on this, but you guys, I've given you a link and I'm actually going to add you all to it. I think I gave you just a share link that's editable. Did anybody try that? Make sure you have it. So we have.
Yeah, I opened it up. It's there.
It's there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Add your names to it. Allison and Lisa. Lisa. Huh. All right. We'll take time doing that. Oh, somebody add you to it. But for now, it's just kept it added. I don't like to keep things.
Sorry, that's the wrong email address. I don't have access to that email address.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I'm not going to do this right now. We'll leave it on that. I just don't like to leave files on my Google Drive in edit mode because who knows who gets
sure.
And then.
But that's why I missed your entire sweet spot launch, because they were coming to that email address, and rather than making that email address more accessible, it disappeared completely with that new VA. So.
Oh no! Did you let people know that to change your email address?
The trouble is, that's what's on all my business cards. I still hope that I'm going to find somebody who can sort it out to me.
Oh, geez.
It's on all my business cards. And
yeah, you got to get that fixed then. All right. So that was topic one. Was that helpful? Not helpful? Feel free. Okay. All right. So I'm going to check.
It's given me some really good ideas for branded documents, you know.
Yeah, you can take something like that and you can have your, like this services checklist thing, you can have your logo at the top, and then when they walk away, you know, and you can have a little thing on the kind of packages. I mean, there's so many things you can do. But here's the thing, don't make having branded documents or having it perfect stop you from making offers for programs.
Are you sure?
Yes, 100%, dear. Because you get all these ideas and then you get paralyzed but not be able to move, right? Because you don't have it right yet, right? Meanwhile, you're depriving a lot of people of some amazing services, right? Yeah.
I've been listening to two of the coaching sessions you did with me one-on-one in 2015. It was a bit of an eye-opener.
Okay. Good. I'm glad that you're finding it useful to go back, right? And we need to break out of those modes, right? Yeah. Yeah. Because we're the ones that get in our own way, right? I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing with this launch. I really don't. I'm just making it up as I go along. I'm changing things. I'm doing it differently. But there's almost 70,000 people have opted in for the Sweet Spot launch. Now I'm trying to figure out, how do I get 1% of them signed up? 1% would be 700. We've got 250. So what am I going to do in the next 4 days to get another, 500 people signed up? Okay. I'm just going to play with it. We have to take chances and we have to take imperfect action, right? Bill Barron says that one all the time. Take imperfect action. Who says leap in the net will appear? What does Lisa Sasevich say? Build the plane as you fly it. That used to drive one of my team members nuts. She goes, what? That's insane. That's stupid. Like, nope, we're going to build the plane as we fly it. Because as we start to go and it doesn't work, we're going to fix it. Right? And we haven't crashed yet, thank God. But we just have to take some imperfect action, because imperfect action is better than no action. You know, and if you can get out there and help 5 people because you took imperfect action, rather than 0 people because you were waiting to have the perfect action so you could help 100 people. See what I'm saying? Right? Yeah. So we all have to just get that. Just have more of that. I really love to see you guys do your Colby analyses to see where you fall, because that would also help me in knowing what your Colbys are and how to coach you to, you know, how to reach you better in that, you know? So I may be coaching you as if you're a quick start like me. And I'm like, you're like, but I don't work that way.
What is the Colby analysis? I haven't heard of that one.
Oh, it's K-O-L-B-E, and it's an analysis where you take all this stuff and it gets at what's your innate capabilities. What are you, not what you've learned over time, but what are you actually at the core? What are you? And I'm a quick start. I'm impulsive. I've always been. My mother would say, think before you speak. Think before you speak. And I'm like, no, I don't think so. I think I'm just going to speak. Ready, fire, aim. Have you seen that book? Ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
That's me, except I skip the ready. I just go fire, aim, and then get ready. So I've always been that way. So I've had to dampen that down, right? I have to control that. I have to be able to do things a little bit more controlled because I have a business and I have people relying on me. But on the other hand, the people who really step out there and do it, I was very slow in getting started. I could be like the queen of internet health people because I started it long before most of the people out there. But I was too timid and too, you know, I didn't quite do, you know, the Josh Axe. He came along on the scenes long after I came along on the scenes, and he has become, you know, pretty obnoxious in his stance out there. But he's making gazillions of dollars. I don't even want to say millions. I think it's in the billions is what this guy's making, right? So, and I personally think he's obnoxious, but you may not. You may like him. But that the point is, he doesn't know anywhere near as much as most of you. Okay, number one. Except he hired the right people to do marketing for him. Now, I don't want you to just go out there, be a know-nothing and make yourself famous. Because it's not an integrity.
There's a few of those, too.
There's a lot of those. A lot of those. A lot of those. And then there's people who are this, like, this quiet, like, the best-kept secret ever. I don't want you to be the best-kept secret either. I want you to be out there. I want people to know about you. And I want you to be using your brilliance to help people change their lives, which helps us to change the world, which is what we really need. The world needs a change. And we help people in small groups of people, although 70,000 isn't quite so shabby, but small groups of people, right? And that makes a big impact, right? What is it? Little waves move the boats or something? What's that thing? There's a saying that goes, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, it's on a little tiny shift on the water. It's a ripple.
Rising tide lifts all boats.
There you go. A rising tide lifts all boats. There's one. So
it's like the butterfly effect as well.
Butterfly effect, right? It's just this little bit. And all of us have that little bit. We make a huge impact on the world. And so the world that, you know, our grandchildren and their grandchildren, et cetera, will inherit will be so much better than the world we have now. I've already seen it in the 30 years or so I've been doing this, right? I just see, like, people actually know what a microbiome is. Like, they know what probiotics are. They advertise probiotics on the football games. Well, I'm just saying, right? They were advertising Freestyle Libres on the football game and 23andMe. Scott's going, that Freestyle Libre was on a commercial. I can't believe it, right? People are getting aware. And now's the time for us to step into that and use that awareness to help them to work with us to get what they need. Because what I'm finding with these sweet spot folks, several thousand, probably 4,000 or 5,000 have already taken the webinars that I've been doing that I know of. And they are... The questions they ask, they're confused. They're getting conflicting information. And the more summits they attend, the more confused they get, right? Oops, did somebody say something?
Sorry. I'm on mute now. Sorry about that.
You fell off. The more confused they get, and we need to make sense of it. We need to stop them and say, no, just because whoever it was said that all you have to do to get healed from diabetes is eat fruit all day. That's what people are coming to me. But on the diabetes summit, they said all these people were saying that, you know, they cured type 2 diabetes and type 1 diabetes by just eating fruit all day. And you're saying not to eat any fruit. I'm like, no, I'm not saying not to eat any fruit. I'm saying use the tester and test, and you adapt your diet to what works for you. So they're confused. They're trying crazy things. There's the lectin guy who's telling people to get off of all good foods because they have lectins unless they take his special Reds, whatever supplement that helps them to digest whatever he's telling people. You know, it's like eat meat all day because it doesn't have lectins, and people are confused, right? And we need to help them make sense of it. And when you can gain rapport with people, and when you can sit down with them and do an assessment and show them, well, you know, based on what you're saying, it sounds like we need to investigate whether you have a thyroid issue, and we can run some thyroid tests. It sounds like there's some toxicity based on all the medications you've been taking and living in this environment, and there might be some mold, and we're going to investigate all of this, and we're not going to leave any stone left unturned. We are going to figure out your root cause. How does that sound? And that's always a good thing to say to people after you've given them some good chunks. How does that sound? Right? Is this a result you want? right? When you work with me, I can help you to have more energy, to not be so confused when you sit down to eat and not know what to eat. I can help you with this. How does that sound? And when you get those little yeses throughout your enrollment conversation with people and they go, yeah, 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 that sounds good. Yeah, 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 that sounds good. If you can get them to say yes at least 3 or 4 times during that enrollment conversation, then when the big yes comes, like, great. So it sounds like you want this. Yes, I want, you want that. You want this. You want this. So here's what I propose. I have this 3-month package. I also have a 6-month package, but I think we can start with the 3 unless you're really committed to starting with 6. I can give you a little break. Here's what we're going to include. How does that sound? They've heard that question before. They've said yes to that question before. And they go, yeah, 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 it sounds really good. And then you say, they'll want to know how much it costs. And then some people don't even want to know how much it costs. Okay, sign me up. Here's my credit card. That's rare, very rare. But I will tell you that I got some coaching around this and I used this midway through my talk yesterday. And I said, so we have this program and this program is going to help you do this and that and this and that. How does that sound? Who's in? Who wants that? Who's in? And I was like, are people really going to react to this? They did. They all were saying, yes, I want it. Yes, I do. Yes, that sounds great. And then one person said, how much does it cost? So then I went into that and we got a ton of people signed up. Because we got them committed to what they want. They don't care how many videos, how many tests, how many hours of time with you. They don't care how many checklists they're going to get. They just want to know that it's going to be easy. You're going to make it so that they can follow through and that you're going to be there for them, answering their questions and guiding them so they don't have to be confused. And that's what a program needs to be. So how do you take what you do, what your special sauce is, what your special topic is? I love the way you said it the other day. It hasn't released yet, but it's going to be this weekend. Lisa and I went back together and re-recorded, and I want to do that with you too, Annette. I'm doing that with Alan tonight too, because you guys never got in. And I want you, what Lisa said is, I'm a health detective, right? And you said it really well. You had it like you really was smooth. And I help you solve those mystery symptoms that nobody's been able to help you solve and, you know, figure out what's really going on in you. And we dig. And the way she worded it was beautiful. Like, what is your special sauce? And then this is what you offer. So play with this. You got a good starting point. If you add some stuff to this main one and then you make your own, you know, it'd be great for us to have this as a working kind of thing that has everything everybody's really interested in. And then you can pick and choose and make it your own, put it in Excel, put your logo on it, brand it, whatever you need to do to make it pretty. And then you hand it to people, or you fill it out as you're working with people. And you say, and when they walk away, if they've just given you a check, and this might have helped with your person, Mahala, right? So you worked with her. Like, you may have on there, if you work with people with chemo, right? How do you nourish yourself during chemo, right? Nourishment during chemo, exercise during chemo. Like, you can actually put those kinds of things in. When she walked away and she has this thing she walked away with and the doctor put the fear in her, she goes, but these things will all work while I'm getting chemo, right? I'm going to need to know what nutrients I'm deficient in while I'm doing chemo. So nutrient deficiencies might be another one. So they can walk away with, like, when they go to their husband and say, I just spent $3,000. What did you spend it on? I don't know. It's some kind of 3-month program. And but they go, this person's going to help me with all of these things, you know, how to set up the kitchen, how to go shopping, how to choose healthy foods, how to eliminate the toxins in our environment, how to choose healthy home care products, how to choose healthy skincare products. You can just have this master list. And they have this list. And if it's on a spreadsheet, you can just create a copy of the spreadsheet for them, delete the stuff that there's not, so they just have their little list. And they know exactly what you're going to be working with them on over the next 3 months. This is what I paid for. Wow, this is all the stuff I've been thinking I need. How did she know? Well, because we listen, right? And we ask the right questions to get it from them. Does that make sense? Yes? Yeah? So that's how I would like to see you use it, so that when they walk away, they don't go, what did I just pay, right? We do, when we do it online and they pay online, we have a summary. They go to the big sales page and then we have a summary page. This is what you're paying for. Boom, 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 boom. and then they know. But online even, they pay it. They don't have that paper anymore, right? What we really should be doing is in their receipt when they get it back is reiterating the benefits. I just thought of that. I'm going to write that down, right? Because they've just spent the money and now they just get this receipt coming back to them. And yeah, they have the login to get into the site, but wouldn't it be nice if in the receipt, it didn't just say 6-month coaching program, $3,000. It said, and then it had that beautiful list of what you were going to do with them. Or an email immediately that goes to them that says, this is what you just signed up for. Are you excited? You should be. Your life is about to change, right? And keep them every step of the way, before they make the sale, after they make the sale, that keep them excited about what they signed up for. I think that's an important piece that I'm going to add to my mix. Post-sale emails. Okay. Reiterate benefit. Okay. So what do we want to look at next? Should we, the thing that a lot of you said was program, is that going to be most helpful? It's like, what should you include in a program? Okay. So depends on a program. And I'm going to open my window. I just bought a new screen, a second screen, because I felt like I needed another one when we were doing our class the other day. But it has that, let's talk about toxic. It has an outgassing smell to it. Right. And the first one didn't. So I may have to take this and put it outside for a few days, but I'm going to open my window in the meantime. I should just like put it out on my porch. Okay. And I'll open the other one on this side. All right. So programs. Let's start with a one-on-one, right? As a package, it's more like a package, right? What should you be including in your packages? I'm going to pull up that spreadsheet again, or another spreadsheet, and we're just going to write notes as we go along. Where did I put it? I'm just going to put it in another sheet here. Okay, packages. New. All right. Okay, what do you think should be in a package? Well, obviously, there's going to be sessions with you, right? But if you just try to sell them on 5 sessions with you, there's like, what's the point, right? So if we have those sessions, if you were to take the main things that you know everybody needs, right, from the services list that we started with, there are certain ones of these that everybody needs. And these can all be lumped into some categories. So when you're creating your package, you want to think about what do they need. They're going to do coaching, right? So you're going to have an initial intake, right? A comprehensive eval. You're going to need a lab analysis. Unless you don't do lab analysis. But most people, you're going to need some sort of lab analysis. They're going to do a blood chemistry. They're going to do a Dutch test. They're going to do a stool analysis. They're going to do something. Or like Lisa started working with one of the Sweet Spot coaches today, Sweet Spot people, the private ones. And this person doesn't have problems. She's here because she wants to make herself healthier and she wants to step into her 60s fully functional. And so she wants to do every functional test under the sun, right? That's an unusual thing. You normally don't do that, but that's going to take a lot more than what's in the package that she bought. She bought a package to support her through getting her blood sugar balanced. So we're going to put together a proposal for her on to what is going to be included in order to analyze that. That's even more than one lab session, because if she's going to do all these tests, each one of those could be a lab session, right? In the case of, so we'd have a sessions would be the comprehensive, then the lab sessions, and then you'd have a like a training and education or a training and coaching or skills development sessions or something. We call them, you know, progress and planning sessions, where what, I'll just call it that way. Progress and planning sessions, where it's like, okay, how did you do with last week's stuff? Here's your action plan. And now let's talk about what are we going to do next? So last week we talked about getting you off of gluten because it's affecting your this, that, and the other thing. So, how did you do with that? Were you successful? What did you have? Where did you have pitfalls? You do some coaching there. And then you, okay, next thing I want to talk about with you is the inflammation and the roles of fats and the fats have with your inflammation, right? And then you talk to them about it. You teach them some stuff and you give them some action steps and you send them on their way. So those are progress. I call those progress and planning sessions. So you may have a comprehensive session. You may have a progress and planning session, some number of them. You may have a reevaluation, and I'm not going to say you may have. You always should have a reevaluation session. If you're selling them a package of services, whether it's 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, in a 6 month, you want to have at least two reevaluations, one at the 3 month point, one at the 6 month point, right? To say, okay, so far, how are you doing? Where you may redo some of those questionnaires again and see what their scores are. Right. And it's all going to be very tailored to them. You know what I mean? It's going to be tailored to them, but there's set. It's like a set piece in there. So it gives you the flexibility, but also having structure. And then with like Heike may have some services, you know, like she has therapies. Right. If you're a trainer, you would have maybe some exercise sessions in there. If you have, you know, when I was doing my in-person practice, I had the ultrasound machine and the muscle stim machine, and I would do trigger point work or the flexion distraction, whatever. So we have those sorts of things if you have that sort of thing. And then there's the educational materials, which is why I said make your list of all the handouts and things that you want to give people. And then you can, when you're packaging your program and you're telling them about your package, you could say, well, you're going to get my 6 week menu planner. You're going to get my 7 day detox guidelines. You're going to get my 47 page recipe book, and whatever those pieces are. That's what you include in your package. So if you just say, I have a package for 3 months and you're going to get to meet with me once a week, they don't care, right? They want to know why. So every week or every 2 weeks, we're going to get together and we're going to talk about what your next steps are in bringing you more towards your goal. And that could be taken from that list of topics, right? And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how to implement it in your life. And then we're going to give you some action steps. And then the next time we're going to get together and we're going to see how you did on that, where you need help, what additional resources you need. And then we're going to go for what's the next step. And we're going to gradually take you through all these areas in your life that need balancing and get you balanced. How does that sound? Am I on the right track here? You guys getting this, like the importance of this? But you can't just have sessions. So you have, and at the very beginning, I'm going to do a really comprehensive initial. We talked a lot about your history today, but there's a lot more. I have a few questionnaires I'm going to have you fill out. From there, we're going to decide if there's any labs you need and what labs those would be. And then we'll have you order the labs. And when your labs come back, we'll have a lab analysis session, or maybe you give them two lab analysis sessions. And then we're going to do some number of progress and planning, but then we want to reevaluate at certain intervals to see if we're on the right track. So we'll do a reevaluation. In addition, I'm going to offer you, you know, foot baths and shoulder rubs and whatever else it might be. And then I also am going to give you my herbs for transitioning smoothly to menopause. I'm going to give you my elixirs book for jumpstarting your energy. I'm going to give you a recipe guide, blah, 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 blah. And then that's that stuff. Now they can't tell, oh my God, she's charging $150 an hour for her services. And I only make $10 an hour. I don't want to do this, right? They're seeing all this stuff that they're going to get for their package. And, but you have to sell it on as a results thing. You're telling them the results. But when you're creating your package, these are some of the things you can put in it. Does this make sense? And then to price it, who's Myrna? Oh, that might be Valerie. Valerie's at her sister's house. Okay. Hi, Myrna. Okay. So does this make sense? Is this helpful, useful? So what I would love to do is three.
Wow. Yes.
Yes, it helps. Makes sense.
Julie, yeah. Yes.
Okay, much. Julie. So you may be too soon in the process to know what this is, but what I want you to do, I'm going to give you, would it help to break up into small groups of two and work with one other person? No? You don't think so? Go. Mahala? Open, unmute yourself. I don't hear her. Does anybody else hear her?
No.
No. Check your mic that maybe like mine has this little button and sometimes I accidentally press it. There we go. You were fine before. Maybe you have to go out and come back in. That happened to me yesterday when I was doing an interview. All right. While we're, she went out and come back in. And the other thing you could give is if you have anything physical. I was just talking to JJ Virgin the other day and she says her people are loving these little, she calls them tchotchkes, right? You go to some place and they make you this, these little things that are branded to you. So she goes, we got these cheap spatulas and they're branded. They have the name of the program on the spatula. And the first 25 people that sign up for the program get this spatula. And she said, people are like loving it. These silly little things that cost them $5. So are there things like that that you can include in your programs, like your high-end programs that everybody gets, right? Everybody gets. So I did, we do the binders, right? We send out the binders that gives you, has the dividers in them. We do that for our higher-end programs. What is it that you can create that's branded, that they have on their shelf, that they have in their kitchen, that they're reminded of you all the time that they do? I mean, for Annette, I mean, you could easily, well, you people, your people already have glucose meters. But if you're doing a one-on-one glucose meter, glucose thing for a blood sugar balancing program, right? You're doing a one-on-one with them, throw in the body meter for $15. You know what I mean? Like, and the physical things make a huge impact on them. Right. If you have a book, throw in the physical book. Right. If you have some handouts like a recipe guide that you want them to have, go to Kinko's and have it spiral bound or put it on Amazon and get it, get yourself a physical copy of it because people will really like that. But what are some of the things? If you're teaching them a lot of stuff in the kitchen, I love the idea of a spatula. You know, I love the idea of you know, maybe some measuring things that have, that you can get branded. Like look at some of these. There's all sorts of online companies that you can find that make all kinds of stuff. Even a notebook, even just a notebook like this that has your cover on it with your logo and your name. And every time they write in that book, they're thinking of you. Does that make sense? And that, you know, it's something that costs anywhere from physical goods. It could cost anywhere from $10 to $30, you know, if you're charging enough for your program. It makes a huge difference on how they're feeling about the program when they have something physical. The other thing is it's a stick strategy. When somebody has something physical, they don't they're less likely to say, no, I changed my mind. But with virtual programs, it's challenging, right? Because they don't have anything to show for it. I went to the store and I bought a coat. I come back with the coat. So if I spend $50 or $100 on a coat, I have something to show for it. I come back and I just signed up for a $500 online program. What do I have for that? So stuff like that really helps. Does that make sense? Yeah, Allie.
Another thing is that you send out cards. They send out cards.
Yep.
That's really good. And one of my first coaches, I think my second coach, sent me this beautiful bouquet of flowers on my birthday because I was on a 6 month or a year long program with her.
Yeah. So
these little things can make all the difference. And I know Lisa Sasevich sends out a spiritual book that's aligned with her, the ethos and context of the company, you know, the branding context.
Yeah.
And these can make a big difference with stick strategies particularly.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what a lot of them do that I've been in. They'll periodically just, send you a book or something. So that's good. But you're not going to have that listed as what you're offering, but, cause that's a surprise. That's always the surprise stuff, but definitely these are the things, I'll just put them in a box, that you should be incorporating in your services. Does this make sense? Does anybody else have anything else that you offer that I didn't cover in that list?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. So, one thing that I added to my list was, the option for them to have me go to their house, help them clean up their environment, and another package. But this, I decided to do it for extra payment. Also to do like a shopping and cooking day for them, like maybe just one meal or one day, something like that.
Yeah, those things are cool.
Like what I was saying before is I, if you want to take a look at my 3 month treatment plan that I actually made for this lady, I didn't make it just for her. I made it in general. So, so I don't know. Should I keep this? Obviously I'm getting new ideas from you right now, but,
I would love to see it and we can look at it together and other people get ideas and then, you know, we can see how that looks. And then we have to think about pricing, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where everybody falls short. You can pull a number out of a hat. Oh, it's $3,000. It's $2,000. It's $500. But what you really want to look at, you want to look at number one, what's the range that you're comfortable being paid for your services? Like I'm just saying pure services, not for anything over and above that. If you were like, if I were, you're going to be off the moon happy about how much you got for somebody to pay you for an hour of your time, what would that number be? I want everybody to think about that number and let's jot that down. Like, wow, guys, I would really feel great if somebody paid me that much money for an hour of my time. So let's start with Mahela. You're open. What would you think it would be?
Well, is it for an hour or for a session?
For an hour of your time, because we're going to calculate how many hours it's going to take to deliver this program. An hour of your time, how much would you like? Yes, I'm really good on this. I'm comfortable with this. I love it.
Well, comfortable, like $100.
Okay.
Over the moon, if I'm
there. Yeah, over the moon. I want to, comfortable is $100. What's over the moon?
Like, 300.
And it's totally okay, whatever it is. Like some people go, oh, I don't want to feel like I'm being greedy or anything. What would that be? You know, for you to go, I feel like I can have work a comfortable number of hours a week and I can support my family and I don't have to have four other jobs, right? Right? So 100 and 300 is yours. Okay. What about Annette?
Well, I think my hand was too low.
I do too. So go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Your numbers at the end.
Because you have better, you know, the pharmacy school behind you. You should go higher. I'm going to go with like 120 and 500.
Great.
Mahela.
Okay, good. You said it. She said it. She said $500. Okay, I want you to say this. Oh, I charge $500 an hour for my services.
I charge $500 an hour for my services.
Beautiful. Mahila, I want you to say, I charge $300 an hour for my services.
I charge $500 for my services.
All right, we just gave her a raise. Yes. Okay, good. All right. These things help to get the confidence. It's not necessarily going to go out and the next person that comes along and say, yes, $500 an hour. But the more confident you are and the more comfortable you are, right? When you have overhead, I can't afford to work for $500 an hour because of my overhead right now, because of where I've built this business. It's kind of scary. It's like, do I just like fire everybody and just go back to laying on the beach and consulting with some people? But it is, because you start to have to pay your overhead, right? So I can't do private coaching right now for $500 an hour, or I would not be able to pay my team. Literally. So Valerie, what's good for you?
My first thought was $500 an hour. My over the moon would be $1,000 an hour because of just the investment that I put in myself to get where I am, even though I'm not where I would like to be at this particular moment.
You are thinking right, girl. So your numbers are $500 is what you feel comfortable with, and $1,000 is what you want to charge.
Yes.
What you're over the moon at.
Awesome. Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. I love it. Heike.
Huh. Yeah. So 500 would be the minimum. you said something though, and I just realized I had like a little epiphany again when you said you have to do this now because of the overhead and the people that you're responsible for. I don't want that. I don't want to be responsible for a staff.
Okay, good. So this helps for you to know how you're going to create things. So from your point, you're not going to hire a whole staff. What you're going to do when you need a program made, you're going to hire a service.
Yeah.
That's part of the overhead of creating that product,
right?
And you're going to create it. Maybe you go to ClickBanks to sell your programs on, because it's, you don't have to worry about a lot of that stuff. So we really have to tune into what's the lifestyle we want. Mm-hmm. Now, for me, I've said that to myself, well, maybe I'll just forget this whole thing and I'll go and I'll just consult with people. I've got a good enough reputation. People pay me a lot of money and I'll just take on 10 people a year and spend my time at the beach. But it doesn't fit my mission.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit my mission.
It's just for me just to make that decision, because I have the eternal luxury of having, so far, having been able to design my time, which biggest luxury at all, and I'm not willing to give that up.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
So what's your over the moon number?
Well, to 1500.
Good. See how we're just moving up? I'm going to come back to Mahila. Allie.
Well, my rate is £300 an hour, but I have difficulty asking for that because people just aren't used to that at all. So I have difficulty even asking for 260, which is my previous rate. My original wow factor was 500, but when Annette said her little piece, my wow factor increased to 1,000. But now maybe it should be 1,500.
All right. Is Lisa still with us, or did she have to pop off? I know she had to pop off. Julie, are you here?
I am, yes.
Okay. So you've worked in corporate, so you know that you're in a slouch and making $10 an hour. So tell us, right? So you've left a corporate environment with a comfortable living.
Yep.
What's your minimum that you really want to be paid for an hour of your time?
You know, I haven't really thought very hard about this yet, because it'd be great to be able to say, well, you know, I need to get a similar amount that I was getting, you know, in my corporate job, right? Because that's my goal, is to kind of get that income again at some point. But I realize it's not realistic for me to think that way right away. So, I honestly don't know. I mean, I'd love to say, I don't know, $250, $300 an hour when I get to that point. But I mean, I don't know, I don't know what makes sense, and that I'm not going to go ask for somebody for that. I mean,
nobody's asking you to ask for anybody.
Yeah.
Valerie, right. When was the last time you sat down with somebody and said $500 an hour to work with me? Have you done that?
No.
No. But she said that with utter confidence, right?
Yes.
We're not saying what you're doing right now. We're saying,
right,
as you build the packages, this is leading up to how I'm going to help you to price your packages, right? So if you say, well, I minimally want to make what I was making in corporate, so I'm going to put down $250 an hour. And I really, ideally, it would be really nice if my packages netted me $1,000 an hour.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Because we're not just taking the time with the people. This is where we're going to calculate this. For an hour that you're with somebody, there's your prep time before that appointment. There's your time after that appointment. If there's lab analysis, there's some of that going on there. So you've got to, and so many of us don't even think about those monies, right? We're thinking about the time we're in front of that person, and that's how much we get. That's why it's so bad to do one-on-one visits, because then it's like, people, there's just so much that somebody's going to pay to sit down with a health coach for an hour. They're going to think, okay, $150, that seems like a high amount, but okay, I'll pay it. They don't realize that really going into that hour, it could be 2 to 3 hours of your time, right? And
And it's a lot of time for sure with all the things that you put together and sort of the net of all that per person, you know, the average that you spend. You know, I just don't really have a good sense of that yet.
Well,
right?
We're just going to keep some numbers here. So as you start to price your packages, you don't too far undercharge it.
Right.
Okay. So if we do a comprehensive evaluation session, how much time does that take? I mean, say you spend an hour. I like to do them for 90 minutes. So say
90
you spend
minutes.
90 minutes, right? How much prep time before and after are you doing for that?
Me, Julie.
Any of you? Allie, you've done a lot of them.
So a starter package for me that includes an initial appointment plus the time it takes to interpret the lab results plus the time it takes to talk to the pharmacist plus the follow-up appointment takes about 3 hours.
Okay. So if we were to look at, let's look at it this way. If we were to look at for initial, not so much you're doing the labs. Let's just say it's you're getting a history. You're figuring out what's going on with them. You're figuring out what labs they need. You're reading their paperwork in advance. You're jotting down follow-up notes after. So the time with the client, let's just say on a comprehensive is 90 minutes. I don't know, maybe 60 to 90 minutes, depending, or 60 to 120, depending on how you like to do it, right? But then the before and after you're saying is a whole lot, right? Like in your regard, because you're maybe coordinating with a pharmacist because of a prescription, but assuming it's not a prescription, assuming you're not doing all of that, how long does it take you to read their paperwork in advance and jot down notes so that you're prepared for the appointment? Anybody?
If I gave it what it really needs, it would take at least an hour.
Okay.
Especially if you've got comprehensive questionnaires as well.
Okay.
Maybe two.
Kind of agree with that?
Yeah, hour? I was going to say about 2 hours, depending on the questionnaires you're using.
Okay. All right. So time before, let's just say it's 2 hours. Okay. So if you charge $150 or $200 or $300. If you charge $300 for your comprehensive, you're looking at making under $100 an hour. And that's charging $300 for that. Do you see what I'm saying? See why this is important? Yeah. So we want to be looking at, like, for a lab analysis session, boy, depending on what lab it is, right? I've been doing this forever and I can generally sit down for 15 minutes and look at the lab and be feeling comfortable before going into a person, but it may be longer, right? It may be a lot longer than that. So maybe the lab analysis session, we set it as 60 minutes. This is what we're telling them, but the prep time before and after is going to be at least 2 hours. No, for lab analysis. Right. Unless it's a blood spot fatty acid and you've done 400 of them, you can probably do that one in a half an hour total, but most of them are going to take more time. These progress and plannings are usually like 30 minutes to an hour, depending on how you like to practice, right? But there's some, if you do it the way that we all would love to do it, you're going to have them fill out a pre-questionnaire and get them to say, you know, how'd you do with the last time, blah, blah, blah. But most of the time that's not there. So there's not a lot of prep beforehand other than you going back to their notes and saying, what are the action steps I gave them last time? And what do I want to work with them on this time? And so that might be a 15-minute prep time. And then after maybe with a follow-up and an email, it says at least 15-minute prep time. So I'm going to say that is at least 30 minutes. It could be more. Is this making sense? Like, is it helping to add this stuff up? Because before you say, and I'm going to give you this 3-month package and I'm only going to charge you $900 for it. And then you go, oh, good, I'm making $25 an hour. That's really cool. I make more than that as an ER nurse. I make more than that if I went and, you know, did some kind of whatever delivery service. No, I don't think so. That reevaluation is going to be similar to the comprehensive, right? Because you're going to be going back through their tests. You're going to be going back through everything. Then you're going to have a conversation with them and figure out where it's at. You're going to have them redo some of their assessments. So if you do a 60-minute reevaluation, that could be a 2-hour prep. And I'm saying these at the outset. I'm just going to put it at the high end. Right? The education materials, here's the deal. They perceive it as this book is a $30 book. Doesn't cost you anything anymore because you already created it, right? So you can load up these extra things that have perceived value and actual value that you would sell it for and build it up. So I always was throwing into my packages, I'd throw in my Green Cleanse program, right? Everybody gets access to the Green Cleanse program, or everybody gets access to a certain program that I have or a certain book that I have. And then they can add that up. You've seen me load things up with bonuses, right? And you get this and you get that and you get the other thing. So suddenly my $497 program is valued at $3,500. And that's not actually, it's not a gimmick, really. Because if they were to sit down with you to get the materials that you're giving them in a handout form, it would cost them a lot more. Make sense? So these are the things we, and a kitchen and home visit, that's another thing that you tend to undercharge for, right? How much time are you going to spend with them? Are you going to do shopping or are you going to give them a shopping list? Are you going to take them shopping? So, you know, some of those things are actually can be more close with the amount of time you spend with them if you give them the homework to do and they have to go buy the stuff. But with so many of these brain fog fatigued people, the chances of them actually doing it before you arrive, it's kind of low, don't you think? If you send somebody this list of foods and some of them are foods they've never even purchased before, you're going to overwhelm them. So the best thing is to show up at their house. We're going to make food together and here's what I brought. So that's going to take you some time. But let's just look at this basic. If we just look at a basic package here, right? And we look at, like, say your minimum. We'll go with Mihaela's $100 minimum, right? Say the minimum that you are willing to take for your services is $100 an hour. Right there, that's a $350 item. This one is a $300 item. This is a, let's just say, it's an hour, 2 hours. Let's just say $200. No, wait, an hour, it's an hour, $150. These, depending on how many you do, it could cost, the reevaluation could be a $300. And say you're going to do progress and planning. It's a 3-month program. You're going to do 4 of them. Does that make sense? Like every other week or something. Mm-hmm. Right. So this is 150 times 4, which would be 600. Now, the minimum that you would want to charge for this package would be 350, 650, 750, 800, 1100. 1100. Let's just add 600. Let's just add 450, 1100. So it's $1,500. Okay. That's getting your bare minimum. But if you wanted to go for the 500, then you multiply that by 5. So when you first start doing these packages, you're going to find these, you're going to find this kind of happy medium. Does that make sense? You're going to find a happy medium. But know that don't charge anybody. If this is your 3-month package, an initial at lab analysis, the progress and planning, oops. Four. if you're going to do just this basic package, don't charge less than $1,500 for it. Because then you're making under $100 an hour for your time. And you really all should be minimally making $100 an hour for your time. Is this making sense? Mm-hmm. So don't just pull these numbers out of a hat. Right. I actually calculated. I had a $25,000 year-long program. And people paid it. Like, there's probably been at least a dozen people over the years that paid that to me. And that sounds like a lot, right? But these people were your really complicated people. And when I put the thing on paper, I was like, well, you have as many extra calls as you need. And I was meeting with these people for an hour to an hour and a half every week. And when I calculated it out, okay, so 50, let's just say 52 hours just to meet with them. How many hours was I doing for all the rest of it? So I was thinking, I'm making a lot of money on this $25,000 deal, right? When I calculated a number of hours that went into it, and I had a VIP day in there, and I had lab analysis whenever they needed it, and I had SOS calls. And if you figured it out, I was spending probably 100 hours a week with them, 100 hours over the whole told. That it came out to be $250 an hour, which isn't bad, but it wasn't this like, I can make more than that doing another round of Sweet Spot with a lot less work. Do you know what I mean? So that's what you have to calculate. And I don't do those anymore, because when I calculated it out, it's like $250 I have to pay all these people on my team to help me make this happen. It wasn't worth it for where I'm at. It may be just fine for any of you without the overhead. But I had to look at that and go, I don't want that. I'll double the price on that, maybe. Or if somebody wants to pay me $100,000 to work with them for a year, I'll do it. But at this point, I can't do it because of my business model. It doesn't support my business model. Does that make sense? So that's where you get to. So minimally $1,500. So how much did you offer that person that program for, Mahela?
1950.
Okay. Good job. So you got over your $100 minimum, right?
1995. And then I told her for 6 months, I would cut a bit down to 35.95.
Okay. So that was 3 months and you would go for 35. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're still within the range of making $100 an hour.
Right.
If this was what was included, if you had more than that included, then maybe not.
Yeah, I can. So I actually spelled it out while we will talk at each session and all that. So
beautiful. If you want to share that with us, we can do that. We can take a break because we've been going for 2 hours. Who wants a break? Let's take a break. Yeah. Share that with us. If it's in a Google Doc, if it's in a Word doc or something, then just send it to me and I'll upload it. I'll just put it on the screen, or you could just share it on your screen.
Yeah. Can I quickly ask you, health people, quickly something? I'm getting calls from my daughter who's in England. She's been throwing up all day. She can't even hold water down at this point.
She pregnant?
No. No, but she can't even drink water, and she's worried about dehydrating.
How old is she?
20.
She just needs to ring 111.
Do you think she needs to? She's been
like all day. I mean, how long has she been vomiting for? The whole point is 111, I mean, there may be a delay, but at 111, you get to speak to a doctor who will then advise you on the next steps and whether you go to the out-of-hours centre or get a visit, since she's in England.
Right.
So you just have to ring 111.
111, okay, I'll let her know, thank you.
Thanks,
sorry for that. But she keeps interrupting me, I'm sorry.
yeah, no worries. Thanks. All right, so let's take like a 10-15 minute break. How much do you think you need? 15, 10?
15 is good.
15. Let's take a 15-minute break. And then we'll go from there. And Mahela, you going to share your screen when we get back and show us what you put together, or do you want to send it to me and I'll share my screen?
Either way.
What's easier for you?
Let's see. I'm trying to see how to add it to the chat.
The link. Is it a link online? Is it on your website?
It's not on my website, no.
Oh, I don't know if you can. Let me unshare. There used to be a way that you could upload a file.
It'd be easier to share the screen, Mahela, if you've got it open. It's so easy to do that.
Yeah, it's easy to share the screen. Click on share and see if it lets you, because I may have to make you a co-host. Some of these meetings got messed up.
Where do I do that?
Just at the bottom, there should be a little green thing that says share.
I see it.
Okay, click it and see if it lets you. If it does, then we'll just do it when we get back. If it doesn't, then I'll have to make you a co-host.
It says disable share.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
See, I only have like the client service checklist still up there. I have a few photos, you know, you all on the right-hand side. But that's stuck on the client service checklist. Is that all what you're seeing too?
Well, right now there's nothing on the screen.
Oh.
I stopped it. Maybe your free screen is frozen. Okay, all right, I'm going to make you
also log out and come back in or something.
Yeah, maybe do that. I'm going to make you a co-host.
Okay.
I'm going to be able to. There. All right. I'm going to take a break and we'll see you soon. I'm going to put the screen outside and get it because I'm getting overwhelmed with the fumes.
Okay.